In this week, I watched and studied the recommended two videos, Learning in the Digital Age, and Let's Use Video to Reinvent Education. These two videos discuss how we should adjust the teaching and learning methodologies in the new digital age. I would like to create an audio podcast to summarize some interesting ideas and discussions in the videos and reflect some of my thoughts about the new teaching and learning ideas. In the video Learning in the Digital Age, Dr. Brown from Indiana University points out a challenge of teaching and learning in the 21st century, which is how to prepare students for a world of constant change. We need to rethink what we need to learn, how we learn, and how learning must become a lifelong habit. I like the idea that we may want to leverage how the internet generations thinks, works, learns, and socializes into our teaching. We may want to view the social media as our friends instead of viewing them as some bad things that distract our students' attention in learning. As discussed in the video, there are more and more educators tapping into the power of digital media and the technology for teaching and learning. It is interesting and meaningful to explore how teachers and students using the power of social media to promote students' active engagement, critical thinking, and literacy skills. There are a variety of information resources available online. I feel that a challenging issue for teachers and students is how to identify and choose proper information and contents. Dr. Brown also introduces some specific new form of learning and technology-based school improvement. New forms of learning, it doesn't need to happen in school because it's visual, interactive, and social. Learning can happen anywhere with the digital media as people are connected by internet, collaborate, and share about a wide range of topics and issues that are interested to them. Technology and school improvement. Technology may transform schools by promoting students' engagement and creativity. But critics fear that too much focus on technology takes attention away from what really needed to improve schools. Capable, well-trained teachers, student-centered learning methods, and small classroom size. With technology being so promoted in someone's lives today, and our students are using technology in many different ways outside of classrooms, it is important to take what students know and use from their out-of-school literacies and apply it to their learning in school. This will help prepare our students for the world after they graduate from school. The other video I liked is A TED Lesson by Kong Academic with a title, Let's Use Video to Reinvent Education. In the video, Simon Kong talked about how and why he created Kong Academic, which is a remarkable online learning platform nowadays. He structured a series of educational videos offering complete curricular in math and other subjects. He shows the power of interactive exercise and calls for teachers to consider flipping the traditional classroom script. Give students video lectures to watch at home and do homework in the classroom with the teacher available to help. I like the idea of using the flipped classroom in teaching as it creates engaging learning experience for our students. Flipped classroom is a broad concept including creating instructional videos, introducing the flipped concept, and the practical ideas of different ways to use class time. The flipped classroom is not just for the regular school classroom schedule. It goes beyond classroom teaching. It includes three parts: work at home, work in the class, and work after class. The main procedure of the flipped classroom is to emphasize that students need to view the short video lectures at home before the class session. And in the classroom time is devoted to exercise, projects, or discussions. The video lecture is the key ingredient in the flipped classroom approach. And the teacher may create a video lecture or select from online resources. In the flipped classroom approach, students select from online resources and access course content on their own outside of class and then interact in the class with their teachers and peers as they engage in activity directly related to what they have viewed. To implement effective flipped learning for learners, follow a learning cycle like instructional videos, in-classroom collaboration, and observation feedback assessment. Each element needs to be undertaken with support. The flipped classroom approach is beneficial to students as it is able to increase comprehension of the material, increase interaction with instructor and peers, and increase critical thinking as a natural part of a learning process. I like the flipped classroom approach, and I'm thinking how to implement it in my teaching second language. As mentioned in the title lesson, the flipped classroom approach can be useful in teaching any subject. I feel that a key challenge is how to modify the approach for a specific subject I'm planning to modify the flipped classroom specifically for my teaching Chinese language and culture.